HD Radio. Discover it now at Radio Shack. Available in select stores only.
This is 95.5 KLOS Los Angeles. Chris Carter hanging out with you for another hour. And on the phone, we have a very special guest. Some know him as Charlie T. Wilbury Jr., but he's most commonly known as Tom Petty. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, man. Thanks for taking time out on a Sunday morning to call us.
You're welcome.
Hey, congratulations on all the success the Wilburys collection is getting. It's incredible, man. It's number one all over the world.
Well, thank you. We're very pleased.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. I looked at the list. It's number one in the UK, number one in Ireland, number one in Australia, number one in New Zealand, number one in Norway. It's incredible.
We're really grateful, you know. I think a lot of people were waiting around for it for a long time, and we're really glad we got it back out.
Yeah, man. I mean, it sounds fantastic. You know, it's remastered. And I got to tell you, the DVD really makes the package perfect.
Yeah, that's really, they did a great job on that. I enjoyed that myself. It's a pretty good look at those days and the process we were going through.
Do you remember, like, George filming you guys while you were doing that?
Oh, yeah, he was always filming. He'd even pop out of the hedge now and then when we were, I think they have some of that where we were driving up to the studio, and he'd actually pop out of the bushes and film it.
We were talking to Olivia Harrison a few weeks back, and we were talking about how enthusiastic George sounded when he was narrating the DVD. We've seen him on the anthologies, you know, talking about the Beatles, and he's usually kind of laid back, but he was so into it. You know, the whole experience really, I think, really moved him, you know?
It was very much, it was George's band, you know. George loved the Wilburys, and it was his idea in the first place. So he was very much up front in that band. He was very enthusiastic all the time.
Yeah, definitely. You saw it. You saw it in the DVD. So Charlie T. Wilbury Jr., Tom, where did that come from?
Well, that came from Derek Taylor. George had Derek Taylor write an entire family history of the Wilburys. And the Wilburys' father was named Charles Truscott Wilbury. And I took his name as Charles Truscott Wilbury Jr.
There you go. Makes perfect sense. And then, mysteriously, you guys changed your names on Volume 3 to Muddy. I like that, too.
Yeah, well, those were like a different set of cousins on right. Volume 3.
There you go. So everybody in the Wilburys pretty much were solo songwriters. I mean, you guys collaborated on your albums here and there, but pretty much you guys wrote songs by yourselves. How did the songwriting go down in the Wilburys? Because you guys all wrote together, right? Pretty much
yeah.
for the first time, really.
Yeah, that was part of the Wilbury charter, was that we would all write everything together. And so we just sat in a group, and someone would get an idea, and we'd get going. You can see a bit of it in the documentary where we're sitting there and trying to think of things and throwing lines around. Somebody would say a line, and somebody would say no. sometimes you'd get a yes, you know, but it was pretty free-form stuff. But we usually got a song. You know, we got a song a day, really. We got one done by dinner, and then we'd work on the lyrics through dinner, passing the pad around, and then we'd usually record it after.
Right, like the old days.
Yeah,
they show, there's that good scene of Bob doing Tweeter and the Monkey Man with you, and George has just flipped out how you know, fast Bob's writing down the lyrics and everything. I think he was amazed to watch the whole thing go down.
Yeah, that was a particularly good one where... I don't know, for some reason, George and Jeff thought we were on an Americana trip, and they just kind of backed off on that and let me and Bob write it, most of it, and they came through with the chorus by the time we were done with the verses.
It came out great, and it's great to see Bob doing the vocals there in the studio.
Yeah, that's quite a performance.
Great to see Don Smith's hair, too. I never knew hair could get that large. It was amazing. Don Smith's the engineer.
Our Chia Pet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, perfect. So it's been a big Beatle week. Did you catch Larry King? Did you watch Paul and Ringo and Yoko and Olivia on Larry King by any chance?
No, I missed it. I was working, but I heard it went pretty well.
Yeah, it was good to see him. You know, it was Larry was in rare form, to say the least. And then Paul played at Amoeba Records this week as well. All your boys were down there. Ringo, Jeff Lynne, Benmont. Everybody was down at Amoeba to see Paul.
Yeah. And see, I work. I never get to have any fun.
Speaking of work, you know, we love your cartoon work, Tom, you know, on, both on The Simpsons and as Lucky on King of the Hill. You're on like every week now.
Yeah, I've become a regular.
How did that all happen?
Well, it was one of my favorite shows, King of the Hill. I love the writing, and I got a call from Mike Judge that he'd like me to come down and do actually two parts. I came down and did two different parts. And they fell in love with the character of Lucky, and so I kept coming back and kept coming back, and finally Lucky married Lou Ann and has moved into Hank Hill's house, so it's become a pretty regular thing.
Now you're there, you're part of the furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're also doing your radio show on XM, right? Buried Treasure.
Yeah, that's one of my true loves.
See, this is why he couldn't go to see Paul McCartney. He is really working all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. And you got the new limited edition here. Beautiful.
Oh,
Crosby,
right.
Stills,
yeah,
and Nash.
Yeah.
Yeah, Deja Vu leather on the cover of Highway Companion. Really nice package.
Yeah, that's the kind of super deluxe one that Warner has decided to come out with.
Yeah, they're good at that, Warner's, when they want to be, you know?
Yeah, they did a terrific job, and we had a few songs that, you know, we didn't have room to fit on the on the first version, so they've added a couple of songs and also a couple of demos I did for the album.
Yeah, great bonus tracks. That song Home is great. It reminded me of a song from your first album a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? No?
No.
Fooled Again and I Don't Like It, kind of, it reminded me of the same kind of riff or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. It is kind of a similar riff. A
little bit. I love your first two albums, Tom, I have to tell you. First two albums, your first two albums and the first two Dwight Twilley albums were in my 8-track player as a 16-year-old all the time, man. All the time.
All right.
Well, congratulations again on all the success with the Wilburys package. It's really, really amazing, and thanks so much for calling in on a Sunday morning. You usually sleep kind of late on a Sunday?
Yeah, I do. But I'm up this morning, so you're in luck.
Well, thanks so much, Tom Petty, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to play a couple of tracks now from the remastered Wilburys. Good luck with everything, Tom.
All right, thank you.
All right, man.
Okay, bye-bye.